This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. I'm on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and all those snowplow operators that are working up there doing a little overtime work right now. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us over on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that we have going on there. All right, and joining us right now from not quite frozen tundra today, might be a little bit, but there's no snow that I can see up there where he's at. There was the other day, though. We have Ron Edwards. And there you are. And there they are. And it's 60 degrees down here. Is it a little warmer than where you're at?
A little more than a little.
But it's not like being in Billings, Montana.
Oh, heck no. No way.
Yeah, because it is way below zero this morning up there.
Yeah, big Arctic blast. Yep.
Coming your way.
Nope.
Okay, then you must be coming south because it is coming your way, but that's okay. And by the way, there's snow on the other side of the lake that's headed your way eventually.
Yeah.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Joe Biden yesterday threw everybody a curve. How long have I been saying on this program that we needed to let the states do what they needed to do in their states because they were the best ones equipped to do what they knew needed to be done to combat the coronavirus? How long have I been saying that?
From the beginning, and that's common sense because, the federal government has certain amount of duties that are enumerated in the Constitution, by the way, and running the medical situations in the various states is not one of them. And the proof of that is Florida, with how they're handling things in Florida and
yep.
and to a lesser degree in Texas and Ohio and other places. And the botched up job that the federal government has been doing under the Biden administration is just horrendous. And it's caused nothing more than an exacerbation of the problem. It's actually made the problem much worse because of their management or mismanagement or a combination of the two.
Well, you're absolutely right when it comes to all of that. And, of course, the government never should have been involved in it to begin with. They should have left it up to the states to figure out what they needed, and then they could have asked the federal government for help. Now, the president yesterday, Joe Biden, said that there is no federal solution, that this gets solved at the state level. And a lot of people almost fell out of their seats if they were in a red state. But the blue states were going, oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to do? Because they have no clue.
Well, they don't have a clue because they have a mentality that the bigger government should do everything and control the people from cradle to grave, make life horrendous because of overregulation and burdensome dictates. That's what the blue states are about, and they're hurting.
Now, I was at my doctor's office yesterday, and we were kind of having a little fun talking about the Omicron, the variant, and all that stuff. And I said to them, I said, you know what the best vaccine, or I'm saying what the best medication could be for the people with the Omicron variant? And they said, no, what's that? I said, Sudafed.
Okay.
Sudafed. And then, of course, the nurse practitioner says, oh, no, I got a better one. So what's that? They said, Vicks NyQuil. It's over in 3 days.
Yeah, it's not a very serious thing.
No.
We don't need these more. I didn't want to bring forth even more shots or whatever. It's BS. And your own immunity, too. If you're in good shape, it's going to hit you, and you won't even notice it. And it's barely anything. A few sniffles here and there, and it's done.
Well.
And, like I said, and you've also mentioned, and I've mentioned it as well, that with each succeeding generation of these so-called viruses or whatever, they get weaker anyway.
Usually do, yep.
Mm-hmm. So you don't need drastic measures, you know, and the things that they want to bring out. So it's a waste of time and money.
Well, there's a vaccine maker called Novavax, which is touted a two-dose treatment as being very effective against Omicron. Now, that's fine if they want to do that. But again, I just told you, you don't need to worry about that.
But it's part of a money-making scheme.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right on that one. It's a big deal. People trying to make money, and that's what's going on. And, of course, we all know our politicians are up to their eyeballs in a lot of this.
They're in bed with them.
By the way, enough is enough. Americans all across the country are fed up with the government overreach. And I'm telling you, you want to talk about a red wave? I think it's a fire engine red wave on the fire coming next year.
Yeah, but we should not be so eager.
No, we got to work for it.
We have to watch who we're voting for.
We got to work for it. We got to go out and work for it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards is with us. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
A candy maker in Indiana wanted to produce a candy that would be a witness, so he made the Christmas Candy Cane. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. The candy maker began with a stick of pure white hard candy to symbolize the virgin birth and sinless nature of Jesus. Candy maker made the candy in the form of a J to represent the name of Jesus, who came to earth as our Savior. It also represented the staff of the Good Shepherd, who reaches down into the ditches of the world to lift out the fallen lambs that have gone astray. Realizing this candy was very plain, the candy maker stained it with red stripes to symbolize the scourging Jesus received, by which we are all healed. The large red stripe was for the blood shed by Jesus on the cross so that we could have the promise of eternal life. Unfortunately, the candy became known only as a candy cane, a meaningless decoration seen at Christmas time, but the meaning is still there for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. I pray that this symbol will again be used to witness the wonder of Jesus and his great love that came down to us remain the ultimate and dominant force in the universe today and forever. Merry Christmas, and may God bless everyone. I'm Ron Edwards. Please check out theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Well, I haven't heard that name in a while there. And let me bring Ron Edwards into the mix there. Now, you know, I like coffee like anybody else. And I enjoy having a nice hot cup of coffee when I feel like it. But most of the time, I sit here at night and I make a big, nice tumbler, Tervis tumbler, big cup. It's about a 20-ounce cup of iced coffee. And I sip on it for a while. Well, I found this here coffee called Constitutional Grounds, and I'm going to take a little sip right now because it's about time for that. Oh, my goodness. That is so good. And I'll tell you, folks, because you want the best constitutional grounds as the coffee you're going to want in your cup, all you got to do is go to Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the display, found at the RonEdwards.com website to make your purchase. And you can also utilize the RE20 promo code, and you'll receive a 20% discount. And remember, Mr. Edwards, Constitutional Grounds
is the coffee you want in your cup.
And it's in mine right now.
Amen.
It's in mine.
Happy drinking.
Yeah, well, yeah, happy drinking is right. Now, I like to make iced coffee, so therefore I kind of get a one-up on it. And good morning to George, the Godfather. Hope we see you for lunch today, if you can make it. By the way, I noticed something last night. Last week, there were so many planes flying around here last night, last week, until about 2 o'clock in the morning, you had planes coming, going, coming, going, coming, going. Last night, I went out about four times between 10:30 and 12:30, and I never heard a single aircraft engine anywhere. I wonder if the 4,000 flight cancellations have reached my backyard.
Probably. You know, I think there's a combination of reasons why you all of a sudden have these cancellations. I have read, in many cases, there are people that have been coming down with the Corona China virus after getting the jabs. Because you're required to get a jab if you're going to fly. And many people have been coming down sick. That's one reason why you're seeing the cancellations. They're not going to talk about that much in the Dragon media, but that is one major reason. And there are several others, I believe. And so and it's amazing how over the most busy time, right during the holiday, right, during the Christmas time, mm-hmm. when people need it most, all of these cancellations – in addition, I think it's just something to, I don't know, punish the people. I don't know. It's just,
well,
on top of all of the sick, personnel.
Let me put this out there because this is my theory on this. And I talked about it with my doctor yesterday, so I'm not just blowing smoke. America right now is dealing with an endemic called Omicron, not a COVID-19 pandemic. Would you agree with that statement?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, it's like a three-day flu and you're over it. Now, we were kidding yesterday in my doctor's office about, well, you can take Vicks NyQuil for this, you can take Sudafed, and, about 3 days later, load you up with some vitamin C, orange juice, and all the traditional things you take for a cold or the flu, and you're over it.
You are, and it's not a big deal. But that's fine and dandy, but I think it's they're more unscrupulous reasons why you're having this amount of
well, you hit the nail on the head. It's a money-making venture for some people, and
yeah,
they're milking it. Yep.
It's not right.
Because the coronavirus, okay, COVID-19 is backing way off. The numbers are dropping way down, and that means, they're not going to make any money.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. and rather than recognizing that this variant is much less potent, mm-hmm. and allowing the economy to work as it should, mm-hmm. they're in places like New York City, they're imposing these horrible restrictions, mm-hmm. on businesses. And I understand they're trying to wipe out the small businesses.
And De Blasio's out on the first. He's out, and he stuck it to these people on the way out. And
on the way out.
And one of the biggest days of the year, New Year's Eve, for these restaurants and whatnot, and they can't bring in the people that they want.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. De Blasio's on the way out. Hopefully the new mayor will just reverse that. And that's what they're going to have to see right there. And then they'll know where his heart is at, whether he reverses that stupid decision or not.
I think that'll be the first thing he does. That's, you're talking about Eric Adams, the new mayor.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I think he will. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a lot better than what we think. Okay. Senator Lindsey Graham wants a balanced budget amendment. He says it's needed to get the U.S. fiscal house in order. I happen to know a congressman every year since 2006. First thing he does is propose one in the House of Representatives.
You've got $30 trillion deficit right around the corner. You've got an amount of debt that equals $230,000 per taxpayer. In 1960, the debt-to-GDP ratio was around 54%. Mm-hmm. Now it's well over our budget limit at 125%. Mm-hmm. How? What's a better way to collapse an economy than super deficits like that?
There's just one problem.
This is not by accident. This is not by accident.
No, and there's just one problem.
Yeah.
As long as we got the people in Congress we got, they are not going to pass a balanced budget amendment.
No, and they mm-hmm. don't. And see, there are other things you can do, too, without utilizing a balanced budget amendment. But they're not going to do it. They refuse to do mm-hmm. it. The Republicans pretend during off years like this that they're going to be more fiscally conservative or whatever, mm-hmm. and they never do. They get in and they do the same thing as the Democrats, spend, mm-hmm. and waste our money.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to jump over to this because as people in the United States are struggling with high price inflation of 6.8%, which I think is low, and a surge in the Omicron cases, Ron Klain, the President Joe Biden's chief of staff, was mocked for retweeting a column that he wrote, headline, "Let's be honest, 2021 wasn't all that bad." Really? Where the hell was he?
Oh, my God. You know, you got to laugh at some of the stuff to just keep from just being just totally angry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was a bad year. I mean, you've got what happened in Afghanistan. You have now an administration that is kissing the backside of China like never before, endangering our republic.
Yeah.
You have allies pissed off at us, or at least not respecting us. They're not angry at us. They are abusing us financially again, like Trump used to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes on and on and on. The list is a mile long as the things that went wrong with this so-called administration. And it wasn't a bad year. I mean, the man is on drugs or something. He's got to be off kilter.
Well, he might be on drugs, but it's not to keep him off kilter. It's to keep him on kilter. And maybe he doesn't take the right dose.
Whatever, it's buck teeth in reverse, my friend. It's terrible. This administration, this regime, is just out mm-hmm. to lunch.
Okay,
building this country.
Before we run out of time, I'm going to be on your show this afternoon at what, 3:10?
Yep, during the 3 o'clock hour, folks tune in, and as usual, the captain brings it, and we have a good time.
Now they can go to your website, theronedwards.com, to find out how to hear you.
Absolutely, at 3 o'clock, and tune in. And again, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience, and Captain's going to be there.
Yep, and I look forward to talking to you. And, George, if you can tune in, you'll have some fun this afternoon. All right, I got to let you go. We're going to be talking about Afghanistan when we come back. Have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you Thursday.
Bye now.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. We are the people. We run the show. Let's start acting like it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans continue to struggle for some normalcy, the pandemic is now heading into its third year. Dr. Fauci said Americans should cancel their New Year's Eve parties due to the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Fauci also relayed new CDC guidelines about quarantining.
We have so many people
simultaneously testing positive, you want to make sure that particularly among essential workers that you get people out there much sooner, and by much I mean cutting it in half, saying that 5 days of isolation, then come out and wear a mask for the rest of the time.
Dr. Fauci did not provide any scientific evidence showing this is a sound decision. Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yeah, buddy, looking forward to it. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. And, you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners who's just bought a new Nissan car or truck. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. You heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. As a matter of fact, their goal is to whatever it is, whatever it takes to be the best automobile dealer in the country. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. They got hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles on site you can take and take a choice of. And by the way, clean trade-ins, oh yeah, they've got them. Wait to hear this one. Your trade-in, if it's in good shape, could be worth 25 to 30% more than what you think above the blue book, because it's actually gone up in value. So you can upgrade your ride now, get more for the vehicle that you're driving, and just take advantage of all that. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. And don't forget, Moss Nissan takes good care of all of them. Now, their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura, located side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget the all-new Moss Nissan coming to Brooksville on State Route 50. Can't wait. That'll be open in about 6 to 8 weeks, and I'll be there for the grand opening. Stop by up there. Looking forward to seeing all my Brooksville friends up that way. Now, find out more about them by going online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right. Joining us right now, we have retired United States Navy Lieutenant Commander William Baker, and we are going to be talking about Afghanistan. If you were listening Friday, you heard the first part of this segment we were talking about. And good morning, Commander.
Hey, good morning, Captain. It's great to be here. How are you doing?
Busy day, and a lot of stuff going on, and we want to get right to the chase. Now, there was a report over the weekend that I got from USAID and the UN people that were complaining about a convoy that they had of humanitarian aid that was coming in, some 3.7 some odd tons of flour, which is very important to the mainstay of the Afghan refugees, was stolen by the Taliban, who, when they came in over the border with it, that was it. They ordered them out of the trucks at gunpoint. They took their trucks, and away they went.
Yes, sir. It's been corrupt. It is not going according to the way it's been explained to us that it was supposed to go with the Taliban, because the Taliban is essentially supposed to be our liaison to make sure that everything gets done. So it is upside down and backwards, and we have tried to work with them. However, we find that they end up taking the money or try to get on the airplanes to leave. They do a lot of very bad things, and I don't see how this is going to be working. So we're trying to work around the corruption. We still have people to get out, yet there's a humanitarian aspect involved, because a lot of people over there are starving right now during the winter.
Now, my question to you is, we keep hearing about these people that are still there, that they're trying to get out. And it's not 3, it's not 10, it's not 100, it's not even 500. It's in the thousands still.
That's correct. We have a website. It's called getevacuated.com. Getevacuated is one word. .com. You'll need a login to get in, but it has all of the information that they're trying to make public to everyone as to the number of people that have been left behind in Afghanistan. Currently on the website, they have identified 32,919 people we need to get out of there. Those are qualified people to be getting out of Afghanistan. They worked with the United States. Most of them are the SIV holders, and we are working too diligently to get them out. So there are a lot of people still left in there, and there are still Americans left in there as well, too.
It's my understanding that these people are maybe former military, former government, something that they've done that makes them a bullseye, if you will, to the Taliban, to where they're actually looking for them, too. But they're not looking for them to shake their hands. They're looking for them to kill them.
They are very open about the threats to the people that they consider they need to track down. The people I was working with, the Women's Affairs Group, because I saw the future of Afghanistan with educating the women and providing medical support for them, and it was doing very well and making great success. However, with this turnaround, now the Women's Affairs people who were working diligently and did work with the United States are all now targeted, and they are under distress, and they have been having to be moved around to various safe houses, keep out of there, because they will be executed and publicly as well, too. So we're working diligently to help them, assist them, and make sure that we don't leave them behind.
Okay, now tell us about your website. You have a website that you've been utilizing. Tell us about the website and what it is that you're asking people.
Yes, thank you very much. The website is kmwg.org, That stands for Knowledge Management Working Group. And the KMWG.org will take you to the website. And as you can see, it also it provides us a platform for knowledge management, because I saw knowledge management as the way forward with this process, because we have many different teams that are working independently for the same goal, but we're not doing a very good job of communicating with each other because we don't know who's out there. This is a platform so that we're all able to get together and communicate. We have a weekly meeting. We are expanding our footprint so that we involve the people that want to work with us, are able to work with us. It's been very well received. In fact, if you are on the website, kmwg.org, you will see that we have a Green Ribbon campaign going on. This is an Afghanistan awareness project, and this has been put together by gentleman Mike Brewer that I work with another team, and he was able to get Gary Sinise and John Andrasik on the team for the Green Ribbon campaign. And as you can see, you're able to donate for a donation of $10. You'll be receiving a green campaign and our newsletter information for what we do. So we've got some Hollywood support coming in for this, and this is the top of the top, and we're excited to have them, and they're eager to work with us because this is a very important issue, and we don't want this issue to go away.
Well, the goal is to get the people out that we need to get out before they get killed. That's number one. And number two, I just found out about and I'm not going to mention his name, I just found out about a very personable, popular person who was involved in this. Just found out about him yesterday, told you about who it was. And a lot of these people are behind the scenes. They're not up front. They're behind the scenes. And it's logistics, and it's supply, and it's passports, and it's all that sort of stuff, too.
That's correct. My expertise, I was the knowledge manager in northern Afghanistan 2011 and 2012, so I have experience working with all of these groups. And these groups, most of them are used to just working on the down low. You know, they're not looking for any type of notoriety or attention. They're just doing their job, and that's what they were trained to do, and that's what they're doing now. Okay. I'm providing this so that this offers an opportunity for them to work better with this and become more visible if they need to.
Okay, we're going to run out of time, so once again, give the website. You got about 30 seconds.
Our website is kmwg.org. And go there, and you'll be able to donate to the Green Ribbon campaign at kmwg.org. And if you have any questions, my number's on there. Feel free to contact me, or you're able to leave me a message. We're able to get you linked into the group if you need someone to work with.
Okay, folks, and he is retired United States Navy Lieutenant Commander William Baker. And again, KMWG, that's King Michael William George.com. All right. Thank you very much, sir. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, Captain Dodd.
All right. And we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Final segment coming up. Don't go anywhere. We've got plenty.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, thank you very much, Kyle, and I hope to see many of you there today at Mission Barbecue. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, will be there. You'll be able to get a chance to meet him, too, and we might have a couple of more folks dropping in. You just never know. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Well, we're going to take a look real quick at the weather before we get back to the headlines here. It's colder than a well digger's you-know-what up there in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota. Really frigid below zero temperatures across much of those areas up there. Lots of snow west of I-25 in Colorado, northwestern corner of Colorado. Up there, you've got a winter storm warning going up into Wyoming, and it comes across to Rollins on I-80, goes straight north up into the southern part of Montana along I-15, and then you've got more snow over in south in over in Utah going up the I-15 valley up through there, snow across Arizona right now along I-40 up around Flagstaff. You've got snow up in the eastern portion of Minnesota. Roads up there might be a little touchy. You've got snow across most of Wisconsin, the northern part of Michigan to go across into Chicago. You've also got snow in the eastern third of Iowa tonight. And the wind has changed directions a little bit now up off Lake Ontario. So the snow coming across there is from Watertown south to Oneida Lake, and it comes across to Utica, goes down through Cortland, down through Poughkeepsie, down to, I-81 down to Binghamton, and the snow is also over into Connecticut and going up I-95 all the way to Bangor, Maine. And we do have an area of fog tonight down here in Florida from Ocala now all the way to the Georgia line. So be careful out there. Be careful. Now, let's get into Joe Biden a little bit here. Because yesterday, he agreed with the GOP governors on a Zoom call and said there's no federal solution to the pandemic. That the states need to do what's best for them. And if they need help from the federal government, then the federal government will give them help. Now, Asa Hutchinson, who is the president of the Governors Association, said one word of concern or encouragement for your team is that you look forward to federal solutions that will help alleviate the challenge, but make sure that we do not let federal solutions stand in the way of state solutions. The production of 500 million rapid tests that will be distributed by the federal government is great, but obviously that dries up the supply chain for the solutions that we might offer as governor. And then Biden said, and I quote, "There is no federal solution. This gets solved at the state level." That is a complete reversal from what he said from the beginning until yesterday. And I've been saying that all along, that this has got to be a state solution. The federal government needs to stay out and let the states do what they need to do to get this done. And the federal government can help with whatever needs to be dropped in the meantime. But to just back off and say, well, the feds are going to take care of it. No, sorry. Not going to happen. And New York, wow. The private rest, you know, you can't get rid of de Blasio soon enough up there in the city. He's putting some of the restaurants that have been hanging by a financial thread, hoping for a really good New Year's Eve. He's putting them out, hanging them out to dry, and to go under financially. Because most of them are at their absolute last leg of either staying in business or going out. And I hope that Eric Adams, the new incoming mayor, does the right thing and helps out these businesses that de Blasio could give 2 cents about. Because he's proving it again by his actions. Now, the governor of New York says that she's preparing for all the scenarios. And they're worried about the spike of the COVID hospitalization spike and this, that, and the other. Well, let me tell you what the spike is. First of all, go look and see how many people are in New York. 5,526 people were in the hospital as a result of, quote, COVID. Now, remember, I just got done telling you that you're dealing now with an endemic, not a pandemic, an endemic in this Omicron variant. It's not as lethal, thank God. It's not as strong, thank God, as was the COVID-19 that came along. It's a salvageable situation. And 3 days, 4 days, 5 days in the hospital, compared to a week, two, or three, is a whole different ballgame. But nope. You're not hearing that. You're hearing, oh, we got all these people and they've all come in. My doctor yesterday was laughing about what was going on and said, we got people coming into the hospital and said, oh, I'm sick and you got this and I need this and I need that. And they don't even know what you're talking about because they've heard on TV or they've heard from Dr. Fauci that they could die. And Joe Biden said, oh, the same thing. I mean, that's just what they're repeating, those words. And it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. Now, I get it if you're sick and you're having difficulty breathing. Then you should call an ambulance. You shouldn't fool around with trying to drive anywhere. You should call an ambulance and get them involved. But for crying out loud, because you got the sniffles, and because maybe you got a little cough, and because maybe there's a little something going on, you might have a slight fever, it doesn't mean you're going to die. As a matter of fact, it probably means that you're a lot better off than the people that can't breathe to begin with, because of the respiratory problems they've got. So there you go. So think about what it is you're doing. Think about the time that you're taking up of the doctor of the hospital, this, that, and the other, and try to see if you can. And again, I people are saying, take NyQuil, take Sudafed, take the cold medicines. There's something, I can't remember what it is, but there's some sort of cough medicine thing that you can buy if you're coughing, and it's got decongestant and all that stuff. Oh, Vicks NyQuil. There we go. Vicks NyQuil. Take that and see if it doesn't help. It probably will. And that's the good part. But I'm not a doctor. I just play one on the radio. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not a doctor, but I have been a paramedic. I was an EMT for 12 years. And then for 13 years, I was a paramedic. So there you go. And that's my basis of what I'm talking about. But my doctor and I have a very good relationship, and we talk about that every time I go in there. So, have yourself a great day. I look forward to seeing you for lunch at Mission Barbecue on West Waters here in Tampa. I'll be there at 11:30 till 1:30. It's a great day in the neighborhood. God bless America. See ya!
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.